Catherine, good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
Thanks very much for joining us on the program. Firstly, the reaction to the ABC report on retired racehorses being killed, slaughtered. What does it tell us about how we view them as animals?
It shows us that we view them quite differently to other species of animals that we eat. So although there has been a big community backlash against depictions of inhumane slaughter or in overseas countries that we send live animals to, or to animals on live export ships, and there's been a call for the ban of the live export of animals, when we see footage of animals being mistreated in Australian abattoirs, while there might be some community outrage about that, it doesn't generally lead to the community saying we should stop slaughtering sheep and cattle and pigs and chickens. Whereas the footage we saw of the horses being mistreated at the abattoir on the ABC report, it has led to quite widespread community calls for horse and particularly thoroughbred slaughter to be banned. So it's quite a different response.
Now, could you explain to us, you have said that banning the slaughter outright could lead to other issues around mistreatment. What exactly do you mean?
What I was trying to get at was that not every home that a retired racehorse goes to is necessarily a good home. It may be that when they're sold from racing, they go to someone who means well, but isn't able to look after them in the way they need it. They mightn't have the finances, they mightn't have the skills to deal with the behavioural legacies of racing that some thoroughbreds do have. And as a result of that, the horse may not get the care that it needs, and it may ultimately then be sold on to someone who then either sends it to the knackery or sells it to someone who sends it to the knackery. So when we look at the idea of all retired thoroughbreds getting good homes, we need to make sure that they do get good homes, because if they get homes that can't care for them, they may end up suffering for a long time.
What kind of mistreatment and neglect are we talking about in homes that are not equipped for these horses?
Quite often it's benign neglect, and I'm not certainly saying that the majority of racehorses that go to post-racing homes are neglected or mistreated, but indeed, certainly some are. The RSPCA is certainly reporting that they're seeing an increase in animal neglect cases due to the drought in New South Wales, and that does include horses. So not providing enough for the horse to eat, and sometimes the training practices that might be used in order to retrain the horse to become a good riding horse may not be in that horse's best interest. And it may be that the neglect doesn't happen, as I said, straight away after racing, but it may be after that horse has been passed from owner to owner to owner, sort of falling through the cracks because it either has a behaviour or health issue, which means that it's hard to care for.
Is there a middle ground in calling for the ban of all slaughter to, and saying all these horses need to be rehomed and continuing with racing as an industry as it currently stands? I mean, is there a sort of a middle ground between these options?
Evidently there is, and I guess that's what the racing authorities and community and industry groups are looking at. A major problem with the way things stand at the moment is the racing industry has to structurally breed large numbers of horses, even though numbers are coming down quite substantially. They're still breeding around, I think, 13,000 foals every year. Of that, between 6,000 and 7,000, maybe 8,000 racehorses will leave the industry every year. Now, that's quite a lot of horses that have got to be found a new home for. Many of those will go to competition homes, and people will add value, and they could be quite successful competition horses, even go to the Olympics. But a large percentage of those horses needing homes aren't going to be of high value and may be difficult to find good homes for. So you've got to look at where the horses are coming from, how they're managed, how they're trained when they're racehorses, and then what we can do with them when we finish racing. But for some horses, there may be no alternative other than slaughter.
Well, I guess the point is, for some people, when they are looking at this particular issue is, I'm a meat eater, let's say. I quite happily eat chickens, pork, beef, what have you. I've got no real issues with that. In fact, if it was on the menu, I'd probably not have a great deal of issues with eating horse either. But people see the meat industry itself as a necessary evil, and as you mentioned, don't necessarily have that one shoved in their face day after day to say, hey, look, this is what's actually happening within abattoirs. While the racing industry, it's seen as a luxury as opposed to, well, yeah, you know, you can argue the necessity of eating meat back and forth, but it is seen as a luxury item while the others are seen clearly as a food and a necessity.
That's right.
So surely there is a bit of a disconnect there. It's basically coming to us and saying we cannot have this luxury without also the slaughter of these animals.
You've made a really, I think you've got it in a nutshell. I think part of the reason there has been the backlash to what we saw was because the racing marketing, and it's all over the television at the moment, presents a very different picture about how the racing industry apparently values the equine athletes, the equine stars. And what we saw with that footage was an actual fact, the reality for horses for whom the racing industry has no further use because they're geldings and they can't be bred, or they're too slow, or they're injured, is far removed from the glitz and the glamour of the racetrack. So part of the issue may be that the industry needs to, in a sense, be more transparent and own the reality that there's not going to be a wonderful green paddock and a long life for some of those horses, and that some of those horses will actually end up as food for other people and other cultures. And English-speaking countries are in the minority for not eating horse. Horse meat is very widely consumed across the world.
And actually, that was, you've sort of hit the nail on the head in terms of, the final point I was kind of questioning, transparency. It would seem the racing industry might have spared themselves quite a headache with this 7:30 report if they'd been a little bit more transparent about the actual numbers that were going to knackeries and abattoirs as opposed to the numbers they were claimed. So looking forward in the process, transparency is a must.
Absolutely. And owning the fact that they may not be able to find homes for all these horses, or alternatively, if slaughter can't be seen as an outcome, which we shouldn't be slaughtering horses, then they need to really step up to provide options for people to manage their unwanted horses. Now, the Victorian Racing Board has announced yesterday that they would provide a vet to go out to properties and euthanize horses on site. If for people who can no longer care for them, that would be a far more humane outcome for those horses, and at least they're acknowledging that euthanasia may be an outcome rather than the fairy tale.
Well, Catherine, thank you very much. Do appreciate your time.
Thank you.